Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a very, very accomplished professional coach from Singapore, Preeti Dubey. Preeti, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh, for the wonderful introduction and the opportunity.
Thank you. Preeti is the founder and director of Strive High Private Limited. She has been named amongst the 101 most fabulous global coaching leaders. And she's also the winner of the Singapore Entrepreneur 100 Award. So Preeti, after such an amazing journey, let's talk about Strive High and your journey as a coach. Tell me a little bit about Strive High and what you do here and your motivation to start this work.
Okay, so thank you for asking this question. Strive High is a Singapore-based company. We are more than 8 years old, and we provide training and consultancy and soft skills development space. Mm-hmm. We've trained people from across Asia Pac, US and the UK, mm-hmm. People from middle management to senior management level. So my coaching journey began, I was first a qualified psychologist, then a management consultant, mm-hmm. and I had a stint in private banking during my corporate journey. And during my journey as someone working in the corporate space, mm-hmm. or when I started my first professional journey as a psychologist, where I was working as a career counselor for IT training firm, I realized that the students who were joining the workforce were not getting jobs. And not because they were not capable. Mm-hmm. It was because they were not able to make it to the interview.
Right.
I took this initiative more than 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I pitched it to my director that let's do a personal development training, mm-hmm. where people learn how to manage their emotions. They learn how to be confident. They are able to manage stress. Mm-hmm. They're able to think on the go and they're able to respond appropriately. Mm-hmm. They know it. It's just they don't know how to present it. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge success. But then I went on to doing MBA and then mm-hmm. working as a banker. And then again, I realized, especially during the financial crisis of 2008, mm-hmm. When the mergers and acquisitions were happening, I changed my hat as a banker from one company to the other, not because I changed the job, because my company changed its name. Mm-hmm. So that was, and then there was this, because of this recession, when too big to fail, failed. But before that, I saw the morale of the team mm-hmm. crumbling. Mm-hmm. The people who were the bosses, who were supposed to kind of handhold their team and walk across, through the journey, help set a right example by holding the hands of the clients and their confidence. They were the ones who were losing it faster than the team members themselves. Mm-hmm. And I felt that there was such a need for good leadership in the corporate world. There was a huge gap. Mm. And that is what motivated me to then take this initiative, which was a big initiative for me, because then you start a new company, you let go of your salary, you let go of, or you have to learn new skills. So I trained myself as a curriculum developer, a facilitator, and then as a coach as well. So that's how the journey began.
Wonderful. So, when I was reading about you, you talk about your emotional intelligence and effective management practices. That's right. An initiative that you have launched.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this initiative and maybe give me some examples.
Yes. So like I mentioned to you earlier, the role of soft skills became very obvious to me, or very important to me, very early in my career. Mm-hmm. Now, while I was doing my research about, what now the soft skills.
So if I can just pause you for a minute, Preeti, for our viewers and listeners, tell us, what is a soft skill?
Okay, so we have there are hardcore professional skills that we learn in our schools and colleges, like, you know, mathematics, economics, engineering, accountancy, medical. But the soft skills are those softer skills, which means able to manage yourself, talk to other people, communicate effectively, present yourself, be present or have a good presence, connect with others. So all are softer skills. Correct. And the fact is that though the hardcore professional skills are taught in the schools and colleges, the softer skills are something that we are supposed to learn as we grow up. But the fact is, what we grow up into is a result of our experience, our upbringing, and what we learn. And that tend to become, we learn, there are certain areas that remain as our blind spots. And in certain areas, we grow and do phenomenally well. But those areas that remain as blind spots, they need to be highlighted by somebody.
Well said. So what you're really saying is that it is important for each one of us to learn how to communicate, learn how to handle our own selves in a community of our leaders and community of our corporations, and, you know, how to eat well at different places. I mean, I would imagine these are all soft skills, isn't it?
These are indeed.
And how important are soft skills in one's career development?
Now, if you ask, I mean, you can be the best accountant, or you can be the best engineer, but you need to be able to get work done with your team. Need to gel very well with your boss so that, you know, you get the right report. You need to be able to understand your client's needs and then address them appropriately in the way that the client understands. And it makes sense and it addresses the client's needs. So all of this, in a sense, is all soft skills.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And then emotional intelligence is actually the foundation of all the soft skills.
Okay.
Because in a very broad term, emotional intelligence can be defined into divided into four domains. So self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and social management.
Right.
And this is effectively what we do every time. And now when effective management is, in a sense, driving the right behavior, making people to take right actions to accomplish the goals and objectives of the team or the organization or even a person. So then, and what drives behavior is something that we need to understand, and we don't tend to think about it so much. So what the process that we begin with is, we do with the gap analysis. First, we try to find out, do a proper behavioral audit, which is in terms of quantitative and qualitative assessment, bring out a report and show it to you or the company, that this is where it is. These are the roadblocks. We can do a learning intervention in which is in the form of coaching and training. And then this is how we want to address this gap. And once we have a buy-in, we have a clear set of SMART goals, which can be mapped to the KPIs of the team. The ROI has to be very clear, being a banker and a scientist. I think these things are very important, that you see a ROI right in front of you. But the problem with soft skills is that the ROI doesn't happen immediately. Because you're unlearning some old habits, relearning new habits, and creating this new habit. Once this whole cycle happens, only then you start seeing the result. So it's a slightly longer exercise, but then that's what works.
Very interesting. So, I've often wondered, with so many people going and working in so many different countries, the need to appreciate soft skills, the need to appreciate cultures, in different countries is becoming more and more critical.
Absolutely.
What are your perspectives on the need for us to understand different cultures so that we are able to integrate well in whichever area that we work in?
It's a very, very important point. And as the world is becoming a global village, I mean, I'm having a call with you. I will have a call with the US and then the UK. Correct. And then tomorrow is my training where people from 7 countries will be attending.
Mm.
So now everything is right there and you're communicating with different people at the same time.
Mm.
But there are the little nuances of that culture. If we do not understand or we do not respect, then it is difficult to connect with them in the way that they understand, or we may just cross a line which is not appreciated by them, and then, you know, create differences among us. So it's very important that we try to familiarize ourselves. For example, for India, everybody says, okay, this is yes or no.
We tend to say,
is this yes or this is no? So we tend to have different gestures also.
Correct.
It's good to be able to understand and learn and then approach.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Again, you know, I remember when I was transferred overseas in 1989.
Right.
You know, 33 years ago. Okay. I remember I used to work for ITC, and ITC actually invested money to help me understand culture in Singapore. Wow. I know the foreign services in most countries in India, before someone goes to work in another country, they are taught a lot of things.
Right.
Is it necessary or advisable for companies also to start training their people on soft skills, the kind of work that you're doing, before they send someone to another country?
I mean, soft skills should be a part of the training process all the time.
Hmm.
You know, and especially top down, especially top down, because that's where the challenge begins. But of course, if you're sending someone from one country to the other, so to do the, for this person to make the journey, you know, easier and more effective, it's always better that the preparation is done. And like the saying is, like, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. So it's always better to be over-prepared than under-prepared. And especially knowing about these nuances, which makes your entire journey not only effective, but also enjoyable. And you enjoy the ride while working with this company. And yes, you also appreciate the growth that the company is offering to you. So it has,
wonderful. So Preeti, you're also a coach, and you've been recognized in the 101 most fabulous coaching leaders. Tell me about the kind of coaching that you do.
So I do emotional intelligence focused training and coaching. So the journey generally begins with an in-depth EQ assessment. So after doing this assessment, because the only way or the only reason a person will change is because the person should see the need for it.
Correct.
So if you don't see the need for changing, then the coaching, the whole exercise, even if the company is sponsoring, is futile. So what is important that you know what it is. So when we begin with this coaching assessment, and then it is easier for the person to see that what are that person's strength or the weaknesses, those shortcomings which are working as barrier in their own professional or personal growth journey. And because it is self-report, you can't deny it's not yours. It is definitely yours. You are the one who said this. So this is your report. This is what you are. And this is where you stand currently. And then now that you know where you are, and you know what your goals are. So now from one to the other, how do we go? We navigate this journey. And that as a coach, and the coaching in a sense is a way to bring positive change in somebody by expanding their thinking, which means that, you know, human beings are a victim of our own habits. So when we do one thing successfully two times, there is a connection made in our brain. And then we tend to do the same thing the same way. It is the same way, like if I ask you to write with the left hand, Ashutosh, or eat with the other hand that you don't predominantly use, you'll find difficulty.
Correct.
So you will have to unlearn how to eat with the right hand and then start learning.
Correct.
So this is what, as a coach, you define the goals with the coachee, their interests in mind, and then you inspire them, challenge them to do better, because perhaps they think this is all they are capable of, but then you help them understand this is not it. You can make more connections. You can do more. But what are your aspirations? Do you want to challenge more and have bigger aspirations?
Well said. But let me ask you a more basic question. You said that you work on emotional intelligence.
Right.
For our viewers and listeners, help us understand what is emotional intelligence. How do you define emotional intelligence?
Okay, that's a very good question. I mean, anything happens around us. Any stimulus, somebody talks to you something, or some situation happens around you. It always has an emotional impact on us.
Correct.
And that impact, in a sense, drives our thoughts. So say if I look at you and I get annoyed looking at you, and then you start doing this interview, then probably I'll have a very disgusted response, and I don't even know that what has actually annoyed me. And if I've already got annoyed while talking to you, then my response would also not be my best, because I am worried, I'm anxious, I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy is asking me questions that will make me look bad in front of the world and the public. That will make it even worse. So what is required is that I know what is happening to me. If I feel challenged, then I should know, even if he's asking me the questions that I can't answer, I'm feeling terribly challenged, I have to manage it, bring my best, and still continue. And the way I will respond to you, even if, say, you are asking me the toughest and the worst questions in the world, you will get influenced by my behavior. But oh, she's a good woman anyways. So then you will respond to my behavior. So I'm managing you effectively. And that is because I first understand you, and then I manage appropriately.
What a great response. What a great response. Thank you. So what you're also saying is that it is possible for us to start understanding our own level of emotional intelligence and correct it.
That's right. So it's just like if you are driving a car, and if you understand when it starts making noise here, I must see if there is something in the carburetor, or I need to put some oil or water. Likewise, if you understand how your brain functions, how the brain of other people functions, then it's easier to make connections and speak things which are which make more sense to us, or to be present our best selves, and also make the connection which will make things happen in the desired direction.
Very interesting. So my next question to you is that, you must be working with leaders across organizations, across age groups. What, in your opinion, is the difference between coaching senior leaders, emerging leaders, and some of the young millennial and Gen Z leaders?
Okay. Thank you. That's a beautiful question. And a very important one. Because you see, as people become senior in their roles, they have more experience, they have more knowledge, they have more wisdom. They know what works, they know what doesn't work. Now, it is their strength and also their weakness. The strength, because they know what works. But it becomes their weakness if they become fixated in that thinking, that this is how it works. It has worked well for me. If I can do it, because even during those times in that journey, why can't you? So if I do it, you should be able to do it. Now what happens is that it is important to appreciate that everybody is different. And what works for me may not work for the other person. And my way is actually not highway. staying in touch with people, knowing their different needs, and then learning new techniques to connect with them, and then adapting is very important. So those who don't do that, then the level of empathy goes lower, because they gradually start distancing themselves with the others. And the second problem that happens to them is that it really gets lonelier at the top. You can't talk to your juniors or your colleagues about what's bothering you, what's the problem, and you can't talk to your very senior boss, whoever he is or she is. And then how do you solve the problem? Because you need to think about the problem, discuss the problem. So it becomes even more challenging for them. So it's a huge unlearning and relearning process for people who are in very senior roles.
Fascinating. So Preeti, I've got time for two or three more questions.
Yeah.
Let me ask, my next question is for the many, many viewers and listeners who will listen to our conversation.
Yeah.
What would you say are three lessons you would like our viewers and listeners to take away from our conversation?
Okay. I think we should all have our own dreams. We should understand what we want from life.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you want from life. Have a dream. And the dream should be so challenging that keeps you awake at night. You challenge yourself and just go for it wholeheartedly. Don't worry about what people say, what people think, they believe in it or they don't. Because once they see that you are chasing your dreams, you are doing it effectively, and you are doing it well, then the same people will appreciate you for whatever you have done so far. So don't let yourself limit by anybody else. Just have, and you can only gain confidence by hard work. So preparation is the key. Oh, hard work is the key. There is no shortcut. And we live one life. Live it the way you want it.
Wonderful.
And give it back to the world.
Wonderful. Well said. Well said. My next question to you is that as someone who has worked in different businesses, is now doing some amazing training, coaching, what are some of the core values you believe in?
Some of the core values that I continuously believe in is commitment, honesty, sincerity.
Okay.
I think we need to be committed to whatever we do, to whoever we we need to be honest in analyzing ourselves, the relationship or whatever, the work, be honest and then sincerely go for it.
So good. Time for two more questions for you. My next question is, who or what inspires you?
Well, that makes me emotional because my parents, both of them, my dad and my mom. Mm-hmm. So my dad was in the Indian Army. And one thing that I learned from him is that as the situation got tougher, he became tougher himself. There was nothing in the world that could break him. So if I find a challenge which I feel is truly daunting, I see my dad in front of me. Come on. And then my mom, on the contrary, she was such a soft, emotional, loving human being who would just make all of us feel so loved and, you know, taken care of. I think both these attributes make a person completely human.
Fantastic.
They are my inspiration.
and I completely understand what you're saying because I'm also the son of an army officer. My last question to you, Preeti, is what would your advice be to young managers who are starting off on their journey, especially because you have spoken so much about soft skills and emotional intelligence?
Yes. The young, then you mean the millennials and the Gen Z.
The young people getting into the corporate world, entrepreneurial roles.
Yes. I mean, for them, this is a completely new world. I mean, if we see them, they are digitally so savvy. They've raised in a completely new environment where they are. I mean, we say that multitasking is not easy, but they have grown up multitasking.
Correct.
They do many things at the same time. They've also grown in the age of social media, so if I have to tell in terms of advice, then I think what advice I would give to them is that, you know, it is important to realize that what we see in Facebook or Instagram generation, where things look very beautiful superficially, life is not dependent, you know, you don't have filters in the real life. You can't just make it look beautiful, even if it is not the same. So you have to create create that journey. It is, and develop, we need to have patience. We need to create real connections. We need to give time to, you know, our relationships, whether at work or personally, because it's, life is not as easy, or creating a relationship is not as easy as a Tinder swipe.
Well said. Preeti, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about all the great work you're doing in being able to help people with emotional intelligence, in building their effective management practices. Thank you for explaining what is soft skills and emotional intelligence. And thank you for all the great advice that you've given to so many of our viewers and listeners. Thank you and good luck.
Thanks a lot to you for doing such a phenomenal work and giving us a platform to speak out, and then connecting, actually, you know, being in touch with the real issues that bother people and then trying to address them. I really appreciate your work, and thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.